Hi everybody, welcome to Let Me Listen. And today I have with me a very, very special guest, Agniva Das. And he is from an organization called Bright Circle, which is headed by or founded by two people, Ramkrishna Sinha and Srini Ramaswamy. And why is it so special? It is so special because one, it has a partnership with over 250 companies globally for exclusive LGBTQIA hiring. And the other thing is that they also provide consultation and D&I training as well, and that's also global. In all sense, they truly empower LGBTQ plus across the world. Welcome, Agniva. Happy to have you on my show.
Thank you so much, Bob. Yeah, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction for that. So I'm Agniva, my pronouns are he and his, and I'm a part of Harry Bright Circle.
Fantastic. That's great to know. I mean, on one side, it's a great platform for people to feel a sense of belonging, because I feel that that's an innate sense that every human being longs for, feeling of belongingness. You don't want to be feeling left out, and that's like a basic need, in fact. And that, if it's not addressed properly, it creates a lot of other psychological issues and many things. I mean, we all know how being left out feels for everybody, right? So that's the world that we are looking at, where everybody feels connected, everybody feels wanted and belonging, and there's a lot of harmony between everybody. That's what I envision. So now, okay, this is something that needs a lot of ground to be cleared, to be covered, in fact, globally, and especially in India, where still it is kind of a taboo to talk about it openly and to accept in larger numbers. And to start off with, let us get into the basics of how does it actually affect the people. You must be interacting with a lot of people on a daily basis, where they come to you with issues. You've seen it firsthand, and we've also interacted with a lot of people, and it's something that's pertinent and needs to be addressed. One, people are asked uncomfortable questions.
Being a recruiter or a hiring manager, first thing you should keep in mind is you should not ask uncomfortable questions to a candidate. You can't ask their personal details, like their sexuality or their gender, if they are not comfortable. If the candidate is out and they are pretty comfortable about it, then ask the same thing. And also, if you are talking to LGBT folks, you have to be a little sensitive. Like an example, if you are talking to a transgender person, you should not misgender them. If a trans male, you should address it before, before going further, you always should introduce yourself with your pronoun. And also, that will give space to candidate. They also feel comfortable, and if they are not mentioning their pronoun, you can always ask them, or you can use their pronoun. You can use them if you don't know their pronoun. So pronouns, so many pronouns are there. So if you don't know with they or them, so these things always you should keep it in mind.
Oh, that's great to know, because that's a very valid point. In fact,
For a transgender folks or non-binary gender or fluid person, whosoever it is, you always should ask their preferred name.
Okay.
And
seems to be some sort of an issue with the network.
Okay. So as I was just explaining, you know, about misgendering, you should not be that big. You are a recruiter and a hiring manager, so you should keep these things in mind. And also, if a person is not comfortable with their legal name, you should ask their preferred name, and you always should address them with their preferred name. That will give them a space and they'll feel more comfortable to talk about themselves. So this is how it starts. If you make them feel comfortable, they also will give you more, and the interview process also will be really good, and you might get a very good career for your organization that can, you know, drive a change in your organization.
Absolutely, that's so very well said. I mean, drive a change in the organization. And these are the changes that we have seen, at least in the last couple of years, where we've seen that the hiring process itself has changed quite a bit. The points that you mentioned, some of them are inculcated and some of them have already been implemented in quite a few organizations where there is a section where as you said, to make everybody feel comfortable, there's also a drop down which says, I don't prefer to say, and which is equally good. And that's a fantastic point wherein you're not making any judgments about a person, you're just letting them choose whether they want to tell out loud or not. Right? That's fantastic.
Also, you can, you know, one option as others, where if a person is not identifying their gender identity or sexuality, they can always mention the same thing in others. Okay. They can write their own sexuality or gender that they can mention.
Oh, that's a wonderful point. That's something that needs to be noted. That's great. Okay. So when we have gone from that level of, you know, from a hiring manager's perspective, from an organization's perspective, and how an organization actually brands itself as somebody who is inclusive, who's truly inclusive, not by just the policy, for the sake of the policies, but actually ground level inclusive. And when they go with that kind of a mindset, it's a different platform that they're providing to people who wish to join them, right? That's a different culture in itself. And, you know, I've heard a lot of things where teams and supervisors are, you know, very sometimes gender insensitive, and that could cause a lot of friction and conflict with the team. And in fact, it's very personal, and it's not about profession anymore when it comes down to this, because it's highly personal. And how can one get out of such a situation, and what happens? How
will it happen? Yes. So they are also an individual, and these things happen every company. In most of the organizations I'll mention, so many organizations, they are auditing about all these things. So it should really require. And also Pride Circle, we do a sensitization training for corporates. So these things also help those supervisors or team leaders, or, you know, teammates, whoever a person will be working with, the LGBT folks will be working with, they should be sensitized. You know, if a person as a transgender person or a non-binary person or a person who is in a closet, so if you are not sensitized enough, you can't give that space to those folks, and they also will not be comfortable in a team. And when you are working in a team, these things are really needed. If you don't, being a supervisor, if you can't provide a safe workspace for your employees or your team, it's really not a good thing. And this sensitization training really helps to understand more about LGBT folks and how to address them, and what you should do and what you should not do when you are talking to an LGBT folks or a new hire.
Absolutely, yes, that's very well said, because creating an awareness is the first step towards acceptance. And the moment we have a better understanding about everything, I mean, it's you're talking to a fellow human. You can't really put them in buckets. Nobody can work that way, and nobody can be productive that way. And you very clearly mentioned about creating a safe space in the office or in the workplace. That matters a lot, and that matters the most, in fact. So,
exactly. Yes. So also, you know, when you are addressing a group of people, being a as a supervisor, you should not use that ladies and gentlemen or boys and girls. You always should use gender neutral terms like hi everyone, hello folks, hello people. These things also give the space to, you know, you are including everyone. Whoever is not identifying as the male or female, you are including them also. So these things, these little things really give a safe space to every individual.
Absolutely. Small things go a long way. Right. So there are other issues as well. I mean, people in by getting hired as well, right? So in the drop down, if somebody might have this confusion that if I give a certain orientation or if I give a particular gender, then will I not get hired, or you know, will there be a bias during hiring? And they also do truly face a lot of difficulty in getting hired into places which are really conducive and places which are inclusive. So how do we go about creating more awareness?
So firstly, you know, there is a misconception that D&I hiring does not mean that companies, organizations will hire unskilled candidates, unskilled employees. Being an employee, whenever you're applying to a company, you always should brush up your skills, and you have to be confident. You know, interview procedure will be similar like all other interviews. It will not change. Only the thing is, companies are giving space to every individual. Like with D&I, they are giving space to LGBT folks. They are telling that our company is very inclusive. You can come and work here the way you are. So this is just the thing. That's it. But cracking interview, it's completely up to you. So it will not depend on your, you know, gender identity or your sexual orientation.
Absolutely, that's fantastic. Yes, that's really great. And these are from an individual perspective and team perspective. So when we're talking about this entire scenario from an organization perspective, now how do organizations generally create a gender neutral workplace? Of course there are policies in place. How does it trickle down to the ground level?
Yeah, so you know, creating a gender neutral workspace, it's a huge thing, and it's keep on going on, and you have to learn few things, you have to unlearn few things. That's how companies are also growing, and we are also understanding more about it. So you can start with gender neutral policies, gender neutral washrooms. That will really, you know, it helps to every individual to use the washroom. What happens, a transgender person, you know, if a trans woman, they can't use a woman washroom, and they will not be obviously comfortable using a male washroom. So these things also really require to, you know, give a safe space to every individual, you know, including same-sex partners, insurance, or if you can change your leave policies and gender neutral policies, like instead of maternity leave, you can give a parental leave. So these are the basic examples you can always use in your organization. And, you know, creating a safe space always starts from a top-level management, and it has to be in a ground-level thing, where all team members are also using those. So these things you have to keep it in mind in the organization.
Wow, I'm certain that the culture at Pride Circle is really, really great, because you've given such valuable inputs and insights. So when we move forward, I would like to touch upon things like, you know, how organizations are now getting into being more inclusive of everybody, not just LGBTQI. It's also about disabled and everybody else. I mean, the entire inclusion perspective, right? Now, how does the sense of belongingness foster among people? Are there any events? Are there any? Is there anything that happens? I'm sure that there would. So please shed your light on that.
Yes. So you know. Yes. So Pride Circle. We have started Asia's biggest LGBT plus job fair. So it started in Bangalore in 2019. They followed by Delhi in 2020. And we see companies
have.
600 plus open recs and
go ahead.
And 100 plus LGBT folks, they have participated so far, and 50 plus job offers have been placed through RISE virtual this year.
Oh,
and
fantastic.
Also so many companies companies came after the we closed with companies, you know, registration and all. So after that also so many companies came and we had to say no to them. These things really give companies also to hire LGBT talent, and these things are very confidential. These things only companies head of those, you know, top level management, they only get to know that this person has two diversity issues. These are very confidential things. So there is also one misconception that if I go through DNI, all my team members will get to know that what is my gender or sexuality. I mean, as I identify as LGBT. So this is a completely misconception. Information will be there in your top level management, and these things are very confidential. We don't share their details, and those top level management also, they don't share any of those details to team members. So if you join an organization, you'll be working like other affiliate employees. So there'll nothing be discrimination or anything as such. And apart from that, we do offline hiring also, where we work with the company's requirements and we share candidates. And so, I mean, through that, we have so far placed 200 plus offers, and you are in pipeline as well.
Wow, that's
so
great news.
Right Circle, we do all these things. And also, another thing, we have launched a report called Best Practices in Hiring LGBT Talent. So if a company, you know, they don't know how to hire LGBT folks, mm-hmm. that report will give them an idea of how to talk to candidates and what are the things you should keep in mind, do's and don'ts and everything. That you'll get it in our website.
Wow, that's great news again, because points to be noted here is that there's already a checklist or rather a guideline which enables people to be more sensitive and more aware of how the entire process should happen. And the other thing is that the confidentiality aspect that you spoke of really goes a long distance, because that's what people are really, really scared about deep down. That whether if they are in the process, they do not want it to get out unless they are ready to tell about it. And the moment you know that you're assured that the CHC management is going to take care of your confidentiality, then there's that trust. And once there's trust, then everything else is in your kitty, right? And everything, the entire world runs on trust.
Exactly. So a person who is in closet, it's very difficult for that individual to participate in D&I initiatives like job fairs or anything else. They feel very insecure, because a queer person's life, we all have to agree that a queer person's life is not very easy like a heterosexual's life. Sometimes it's easy, it depends on the environment, but mostly it's very difficult. So they feel very scared. We as a hiring manager or recruiters or hiring manager, they should give them a comfort where they can, feel comfortable to talk about themselves if they want to. And also, that's how they'll join, and they'll give their best performance in the organization.
Very, very true. Very, very nicely mentioned, and couldn't have ordered it any better. So, there are a few other things that I have in mind, which is about, is there a content management system, or rather, a knowledge bank where people can get to know, and instead of the organization themselves, of course, there will be pockets, and there will be events, there will be various different things that the organization, emphasizes and creates an awareness over a period of time, repeatedly, right? But if an individual or a team or a manager wants to know more about it, is there a place where organizations generally have something of the sort where it's easy for people also to learn and to understand more about it, so that they become better people, right?
Yes, definitely. So the companies, they started writing more about their DNA, the diversity and inclusion, whatever they are doing. So they started writing all about it, about their ERG team, their website. So that's how you'll get to know more about those details. Also, we Pride Circle, we not only work with LGBT talent, we believe that allies play a very major role. So last year, we have, so last year in the Pride Month, where world was, you know, suffering with COVID, no one was going outside, we started Ally Challenge, where 12,750 allies participated from across the world, 58 countries, and 108 organizations participated. So that Ally Challenge, it was a gamification where, you know, we used to give one task, like, you know, we have to watch a movie, LGBT queer film, or you have to read a coming out story. That's how you get to know what exactly is happening in LGBT folks' life, and that's how you'll become an ally. And end of the at the end of the challenge, you'll get points, and you can redeem those points also. And the person who will win, they'll get goodies, and prizes are there. And this year also, we started doing the same thing. Last year it was for 21 days, but this year it's for 7 days, and registrations it's going on, and we'll start it in some time next week.
Fantastic. Point to be noted again.
Yeah.
I would like to tell about that. Yes. Please give us the link.
Yes, go ahead.
So that I put it up on all social media channels.
This is also in our website, and we'll give it.
Absolutely. Yes. Needs more awareness. Yeah. Please go ahead. Sorry to cut you short. And also.
Okay. So apart from that, we have launched a book with live stories. Mm-hmm. It calls Equalize. It's available on Amazon.
Okay.
Where you'll get to read from a BNI, a person who works in an corporate, their, I mean, being an ally, what are the things they have done, their stories basically. And also a person who is studying in a school, or, you know, a homemaker, all kind of stories are included there. So whoever wants, they can go and you know, buy it from Amazon. That also we have launched this.
Brilliant. That, I mean, hats off to the entire company and their initiative into doing so much far better than many other companies. And you're a notch above, I'm sure, and a pioneer in that direction, because I have not come across another company with, I mean, you know, with so many different channels and avenues that I get information from, but I have not heard of anything of this magnitude and this kind of an acceptance and an awareness anywhere else.
Yeah,
there was some network issue again. No worries.
So please repeat once again.
So I said, this kind of magnitude, this you know, kind of pioneering effort in the direction of creating a sense of belongingness, creating a sense of a level field for everybody to play and to be accepted. I mean, it's a big story, and it's huge as well in terms of everything, psychological safety to whatnot, everything, right? I mean, mentally, emotionally, everywhere that people actually want to be felt, heard, you know, feel inclusive of the entire team and the organization where they belong. So it's a long journey, and I see that there's leaps and bounds that has been created or forged by Pride Circle, and I'm really happy to see that. So there's one last thing, Agniba. So there's this grievance system that I really want to talk about, because most times, you know, a sense of sadness sometimes, or grief, engulfs people when they are subjected to atrocities at the workplace. And especially for an LGBTQIA person, how would they actually go ahead and address or tell it out loud to somebody who is creating, you know, a non-judgmental and an encouraging space for them to speak out their truth. And again, that should also be with confidentiality, right? How can companies come up with something like this?
So definitely, you know, you have to, companies should create a non-discrimination policy where every individual, you know, where they can include homophobia, misbehaving with LGBT folks, or every individual. And it's very important for an organization to create a safe space for every individual, because we are going and walking there. And if they are giving us a safe space, we can be them, we can be ourselves. You know, it has been observed from so various research that productivity increases more where people can be themselves, and where the environment is very easy. These things also has been observed. Organization can create strong posh policies, not specifically for women, for every individual. They can include your, and these things they should keep it in mind. And yeah, that's it.
Great, and posh also being inclusive of everybody in the organization, not just for women. Yes, that goes a long way again. And yeah, and I also truly believe that, you know, it's not just about Pride Month, it's also about each month being Pride Month. Why should only one month be Pride Month? And it's a continuous journey, it's a continuous improvement, it's life, right? So I would like to, end our conversation on this note, where I tell people always that bring your true self to work, right? Bring your authentic self to work. And by creating an organization or a workplace which is conducive for people to speak out their truth, people to feel safe, people to feel heard and belonged, by creating such a space, you are bringing people's authentic selves to work. And that's exactly when your organization will attain success. That's how I see it.
Yes. So, you know, some suggestions will be to hire, if you want to hire LGBT folks. You can start with creating a gender-neutral JD. It's really important when you're creating a JD. And it's a very gender-biased, you know, these things, these little things, you can all obviously change, you know. As a recruiter, you should use gender neutral languages and put your D&I initiatives in your website and promote them, so that people also will get to know more about it, how inclusive you are as an organization. And once we go to offices, in physical office, then security, from the security person to housekeeping person, they should be more sensitized, so that each person works in the office, they should treat them equally, dignity and respect. So these things always you should keep in mind. These are the few tips and tricks for those people who want to hire it.
Fantastic. I mean, I could never think of the JD. And when you mentioned that, yes, now I remember that. I mean, I haven't come across a gender equal JD. So that's something that needs to be incorporated. I mean, these are small things that you're talking about, but they make such lasting impact. It's great to see that it's being noticed.
Yes, yeah.
Thank you so much, Agniva. I really enjoyed and gained a lot of insights, and I'm sure our listeners would too. I love having you on my show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure, you know, to be here and talk more about it. Yeah.